Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 12th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's mid-term fiscal policy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Telecommunications airtime, that is voice and data. Mr. Speaker, sir, as I've already mentioned, government faces a challenge to raise additional revenue to finance non-discretionary expenditures. I'm therefore proposing to levy excise duty of 5% on airtime for voice and data with effect from 15 September 2014.
Iqiniso ukuthi uZulu weZimbabwe nguZulu olemithelo eminingi nengakakhulu. Uhulumende weZANU-PF ulobugqili ukwenzela ukuthi bazuze imali.
Imithelo yayiswa yini? Inotoziningi zaupenyu hwevanhu. Vashandi vakawanda vachatiomerei nenyaya yekuti vagara vari vanhu vanoshaya, vanhu vasingawani mari pavanoshandira, vanhu vasingatambiri nenguva, vanhu varasikirwa nemavasa.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's mid-term budget review.
In his mid-term policy or fiscal policy review on Thursday, Chinamasa announced tax increases on fuel, employee allowances and mobile phone airtime and handsets with effect from September 15th. 2014.
Economists say Chinamasa is showing signs of desperation for the cash-strapped government, with industries operating at below 30% of capacity. Many are warning that many industries would actually be closed. And of course, labor, business, and opposition parties and ordinary Zimbabweans have condemned the tax increases, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Wanguka ama adzadiwa nasi tudauti tinge tichi tarisa neze nyaya ye budget kana kuti urongo wekufambiswa kwemari wepagore wakaturwa nezuro negurukota rinoona nezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa. VaChinamasa vakawedzera ivo mitero yakawanda wanda mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari achange achiwedzerwa mutengo, kochitiwo motokari dziri kutengwa nevanhu kunze kunyika dzakaita sana Japan dziri kuwedzerwawo mitengo, uye airtime Gibbs ndopanetsa.
Lapho ke lapho kuhlupa khona ke uBlessing ufaka kuhle sibili i-airtime ukuthi ufake le taxi kukhanya kuzahlupa lokho
emakhalekhukhwini.
Umakhalekhukhwini uzathi nxa umbamba kolophana ucabe nge-taxi ukuthi 5% kumele iphume. Ye Zulu kandaba lingalitshola njani lapho khona khona ngapho ngemakhaya ngapha thina lo Blessing siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye njengoba sijoke umfowethu lapha sikhangela okwethulwe umphathi ntambo wezemali yena umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa othi usefake imithelo etshiyeneyo njalo wakhuphula owamafutha ezimota. Ekhuphula lokhu wasesithi sokungcono ke kungeniswe khonoko kuthiwa yi-tax kumakhalekhukhwini. Nxa ukuthi uthenga nje i-airtime yakho ube wazi kuzaba le 5% ezangena khonapho. Konke lokhu kuqalisa mhla ka 15 September kutsho ukuthi ke ngomvulo ngeviki ezayo. Ye sizwile njalo ke uChinamasa sithi Blessing okuhluphayo ukuthi uhulumende kala mali. Ngakho bazama ukuthi bagige imali ngoba imali kayikho, kodwa loba nje impande yesono kodwa iyaphandwa phela. Kunjalo ke mfowethu sifuna ukuza ke uZulu ukuthi uthini. Ye ake lisiqhume kathi sike ku radio la ku konapho ku internet. Nanso ke inombolo yethu 001 202 619 0172077. Ngizayiphinda fonani kathesi sibili silikhulekile ukuthi sixoxe lati 0012026192077. Kume njalo ke mfowethu.
Mhm. And I think we have our first guest, my good friend Rejoice Ngwenya is an economic analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
And from Harare.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And how is Harare today?
Well, it's buzzing with negativity because this budget has left a very sour taste in the mouth of Hararians. You know how price sensitive people are. So it has really left a bad spot, and I hope that we're going to recover from it very soon.
But the government, Mr. Ngwenya, is saying that it has been left with no option. There is no any direct injection of money from outside or foreign direct investment. And as a result, the government is saying it has no choice except to look inwards.
Gentlemen, this is a totally irresponsible government. A government that is not inward looking. If you look at the kind of waste and the kind of reckless expenditure, this government, this is a bloated government with probably 6, 7 to 1, ministers and deputy ministers, and I don't know how many governors. 60,000 people in the army, 50,000 policemen, the civil service that is bloated, 300,000. This government should have, first of all, considered looking at their own expenditure patterns. Now, Zimbabweans, most Zimbabweans are unemployed, and the industry is suffering. So why is that there's no fiscal prudence on the part of government? This government should be cut in half. They should tighten their belts before they start scraping the bottom of the fiscal barrel. Zimbabweans are totally abused. And I think this has shown that we have a totally irresponsible government, and the people of Zimbabwe have a right to make noise.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, who happens to be the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening once again.
Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. Of course, we talked earlier on with Mr. Moyo.
Yes.
He was giving us this sin sitter.
Right. Mr. Moyo, you gave us the kind of, ideas about what you think about this issue. But at the end of the day, let's look at, airtime specifically. And then you can go up to the level of discussing fuel taxes. So at the end of the day, what is the impact of that on a poor person like Mr. Moyo?
Or is it Mr. Dube?
obviously, you go around the streets of Harare or any other town or in Zimbabwe, you find a lot of Zimbabweans are carrying either two cell phones. It's a means of making money. They rely in communicating. I think it would be very unfair for government, therefore, to think of taking away the liquid these people are trying to get from their small businesses. That's the way people are surviving. So we have earlier indicated, I think, over the years, when the government introduced the Senate, we argued that it was not necessary. And these are the results now, where government now is looking for money, and they have to go for the poor person.
Tichidzoka kwamuri vangwenya, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hurumende iripo iyi inenge yakati kurisei. Asi chii chinopa kuti hurumende iyoyi pasabviswe vamwe vatisingazivi kuti vanoita basa rei? Tichitarisa kana kuMinistry of Education, kune vamwe vanenge vachinzi ndeve Saikomoto, kune Higher Education, kune Primary Education, kune Ministry of Sports. Zvino chii chinoita kuti vezvematongerwo enyika vade hurumende dzakakura kudai?
ndikode chekuti kana hurumende yapinda neuko popopo inenge yashandisa city yatinoti muchirungu patronage. Saka city me patronage inenge ine vanhu vakawanda vakabatsira kuti hurumende yacho ipinde muhotongi husina jekere. Saka vanenge vachedza kuti vange vachibhadharana vachipa shamwari dzavo mabasa. I'm sorry. Saka kuita uku ndokunoita kuti kuinde kune vanhu vakawanda wanda vari muhurumende vasina chavanoita. Isusu vanhu veZimbabwe tiri vanhu verunyararo, hatitsvaki kunge tina masoja 60,000, hatitsvaki kunge tina mapurisa 50,000. Saka chipote chekuti hurumende iyi inoda kuti inge ichifadza vamwe vanhu ichivachipana mabasa. Zvarehwa najato ndezvokuti vanenge vakuda kuti vange vachibhadharisa mitero vanhu varombo. Asi ivo vaya vachigara mushe vachikwira ndege vachienda kunana Hong Kong vane mota 55 vanavo vachidzidza kunana Harvard. Saka unde unonzi kutsinye chaivo unofambirana nesystem yepatronage.
Tinotenda vangwenya, rambai henyu muri parunare. For those of you who are just joining us tonight, we are talking about Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's mid-term fiscal policy review. Gibbs.
Yeah, uchalukuluma lapano siti abanye batopa ubunyonyo ngomlomo.
Kunonga soso ni mwa.
Abanye besenza nye liver.
Wamwachi jikano river.
Yeah, so okay, silombuso ekingwa inilapa blessing. Mbuso ose Zimbabwe. Baba mbuso, unawachona njani?
Chonele, lichona njani.
Ischonele kakulu. Kunjani kuna pe Zimbabwe?
Hayi, ngingono nje, ngingizima kuphela, akwenzeki la.
Ye, akutshela uZulu kuhamba njani ngakonokweli kuZulu ukuthi sokuya khuphulwa umthelo wefuel kumbe ngithi amafutha ezimota, bese kubuya ke sokufakwa konoko ke umthelo we-airtime konoko sengathi umakhala kukhweni.
Mina ngibona ngathi kuyehluleka kwa-government le. So lapha vele ngezinye iy'ndlela bazama ukudinga imali ngobana sike sabona abanye abezanu-P_F sebesithi hayi indaba yezim-asset liyayisebenzi, ngcono kukhitshwe lokho kwezim-asset. So lapha ngibone ngazathi sebezama ukudinga nje imali nje ukuthi ngeze ngathola imali ngobana izisebenzi vela zihodli ngaphi kumakhansili njani njani vele kunzima. Bazama ukukweleta izimali sibili kodwa kuyala vele akula bantu ababanikayo vele imali akuda bantu ababolekayo. So lapha nje kukhongizama nje ukuthi ngeze ngareyise imali katanga vele amboni ukuthi noma imali yakhona sibili abantu bengabhadala sibili yena le mthetho yakhona angeke ikhathi silize inani vele.
Masi sikhangeleke mnumzala mbuso, asithi wena uyathenga njobo ulo makhala kukhweni, nxa uthenga ama-units akho uwathenga malini, njalo nxa sukangena umthelo lo we-airtime bona zani kuyahamba njani?
Ama-units anti kuya ngokuthi uthenga emalini. Khanapha idola nje kuphongu ukuthenga idola airtime edola nje fona 4 minutes. So nxa sebethatha futhi umthelo khonapho kuyabe sekukhosta futhi ukuthi yabo siyehla futhi ekufoneni kwakho.
Ye, so uthatha 4 minutes ukuthi usebenzise idola.
Yeah.
So ngenyanga usebenzisa malini?
Ngenyanga kake ngithathe akwanisa ukusebenzisa $15. Abe lesifani ngoba navele imali ayikho vele eZimbabwe.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzala mbuso, ube lempela viki enhle mfowethu, sibongele kakhulu. Yeah, so Mr. Mbuso is a little bit scared that at the moment he uses about a dollar for 4 minutes on his cell phone. So he says at the end of the day he spends about $15 per month. So if there is some kind of tax included now from the 15th, he says things are going to be tough.
Indeed. Tinemwe mtereri, mkoma Kenyon, makadi. Mkoma Kenyas, and it Kenyas.
Ya, yeah, it's Kenya, Mchareva.
Makadi, nyu vamchareva.
Aiwa, isino tamba mkuma, ziri sengi.
Aiwa, ndo kuno kwe mtu wa kumuaka o makume mnyoro.
Ya, isho kwadi.
Tipeo mfungwa zenyu pa nyae mitero ya ka tauru kwa nezuro na rachina Masai.
Munozva dino vachina masa dai kwae vakuru kuti vanokona vanokwanisa kumbouya ipapo kuti dibeta navo. Vachinzwa zvetinotaura vachitidaidza. Ndaida kutanga kuvabvunza mubvunzo unonzi does you know anything to do about goodwill? Chimwe chinonzi economy chinoita deal with friendship, relationship and goodwill. Zvoita kuti muwane mari hamudipendi nekubiridzira mavendors. Mari yekumurudzira nyika inodikwa pane zvose inowanikwa suru IMF. Izvi zvokuti vanhu vari kudivo mavenda, because muZimbabwe hamuna kambani so far iri kuemploya vanhu. Vanhu are working for themselves kuti vatrye kuti vazvimurudzire. Ipapo ndopavava kuenda vachindibiridzira vanhu futi vanhu veZANU-PF, vachibiridzira vanhu vari kurwadziwa pamusoro pokurwadziwa, ndopavondobiridzira zvokuti iye zvinezvi muchavanzwa vakundoisa taxi nekumamochari yayo chaiyo kuti vanhu vari kufa, nokuti vari kungoti pari kurarama bhigana, vari kuita business bhigana, ndopa vari kundoisa taxi yavo. Saka vachapedzisira vototi vanhu sezvo vari kufa, regai tindoisa taxi pakufa kwevanhu.
Saka hamusi kufara zvachose nemitero.
Vachida vaona kuti airtime kakuma airtime nekumafonzi ndokungava kuri kuita zvokuti kuri kufamba bhijana, because other sectors that are dead and collapsed. Ndokwavava kuona kuti vaende vandorwadzisira vanhu ikoko.
Aiwa.
Instead yekuti deno vanga vawirirana, chinhu chinongovapo pamberi petafura yavo ndechekuti come and join us. Nekuti they have failed ma Western. Let them join them because they have failed them. Kuti tinakirwewo neZimbabwe, kwete kuramba vachingoti vachingoramba vachiti rwadziwa, more specially isu vediaspora havatiregererewo because tarwadziwa, because Zimbabwe tisakai murudza furo wa 2009 tichitumidzira kubva pane kafulawa, iye zvino vatitevera futi pababhodha vari kutirova tekisi dzinotyisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Hazvina kunaka. Toda kuti deno maimbokwanisawo kuti vambouya pachirongwa tivaudze kuti vachina masa dzokerai kujustice.
Aiwa, tinoedza tinongoramba tichivafonera asi kazhinji vanenge vanombotirambei, vamwe vanobvuma. Asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kenyas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka izvi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Kenyas is not happy. He's saying that if the government has its way, it will tax even mortuaries and say many people are dying. And as a result, we are going to introduce a tax system there.
That's a possibility.
That's
how
bad. Yeah, he's saying that he's in the diaspora and he's not happy because he has been trying to send money and food home. But at the borders, he's saying that they are just paying exorbitant amounts of money in tax. So it's a bit problematic.
I think that's a really kind of thoughtful kind of imagination by one of the callers. So and then we know that even university graduates actually selling airtime blessing.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, we had two graduates today.
Indeed.
Who is
not.
Vice President, Vice President Joyce Mturu and First Lady Mrs. Grace Mugabe. They graduated with PhDs. But we don't expect them to sell airtime, right?
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
Mr. Ngwenya, what happens to these vendors that are selling to, that are selling airtime? What happens to them when there's this new tax?
Generally, the free market system is such that when there is a levy or a tax that is imposed on a commodity, it is passed on to the final consumer. So, you know, the cell phone companies who probably import the units and also manufacture the airtime, whenever there is a tax that is imposed on the product, the vendors will simply pass it on to the consumers. So it really, one would assume that the chain of consumption has a backlash in that there could be a proportionate reduction in the use of the product, which is unlikely because, like the caller said, we need airtime. So it's going to be an incremental decline in the volume of consumption. But after some time, it's going to stabilize when consumers have found other ways of spending money and saving on the critical aspect of communication.
And let's go to Mr. Moyo. Now, Mr. Moyo, with all these increases, particularly on fuel, what impact is this going to have on industries and also on the employees?
Obviously, it's going to affect production, cost of products. The market also is going to react on that. But people tend to resist that. Obviously, they are going to cut on their usage of whether it's airtime or traveling. And that it slows down the economic activities. So it does not resolve the problem at all. I think it's a short-term measure. They are trying to get money. But they won't be able to get money to sustain them for a longer period. Uh-huh. So the market is going to react, of course, because of this. And companies will start saying, we have to reduce our cost. Uh-huh. If we pass the cost to the consumer will say, I will buy less. That's uh-huh. how the economy works.
Uh-huh. It's not going to be easy. Rigatenda unemwe mtereri, mkoma kuda kwashe makadi.
Kuvala makadi kumbomu.
Aiwa, isu tirinani. Muruku wona sei nyaya imitero ya wedzirwa.
Mwela zaidi ya mkoma mzuguti ya mzuguti. Mzimbabwe nikafara nizine jiwa lakuda kupera mvura. Zaka mashe, ikawala kuti mashe, andeo zati mashini kwa manjira kumataka. Ijina kuti makwaya nizime zese zife. Misari hiyo ilu madaka. Saka, zile zimite zuku kujua ni mapeturu ni chiniti. Iwo hawa warika msora wa azwa afekti. Nukuti waka toka jinda kudara. Nyaya weyo ya toka jinda. Hawa wani wajasa kwa tisu, wanapuna. Wajala kuita kumakombi, wajala kutenga airtime, wajala kuita sitisi ya sava. Iwo waka toka jinda kudara kuti yangu waka irase, waka irase. Saka wani mnano, kukanga mandiri ungele mazinoka. Saka hini wakato kazira kudara, kudagungu chaka kumora chete kutuwa mwere wano maari. Asicha wano kutuwa wano, chaji chaka naka chaji chaji hapana. Saka hini, amendo disatora seyi, ndadeza, hini kundi kazi maamerike ntola ya lea ambo, vatitange paswa kutu wano, vatitange tose paswa, nukuta ha, amendo disatora seyi mkoma blesu, kakuara.
Asuna kumira saka naka.
Takulara, takulwa masaidi hizi ngoma hizo ni manzi.
Aiwa, zvakaoma. Asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kuda kwashe sekupinda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Neno ndafara zvikuru kuti fona vavaita nguva vakadaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru tichimuwe nekupera kwevhiki kwakanaka.
Alright mukoma, hatirimo zvedu munombiritoria muno.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekutitsigira. Tunotenda. Of course, Kuda is in Pretoria. He's saying, you know, it's unfortunate that the government is continually increasing these taxes and targeting people who clearly cannot afford gifts.
Yes, wege kubaba ungwenya. Ungwenya bekeluti uzakelu takichime. Hai, wezi ndao. Baba ungwenya, agucho lapu kuti, njengo ba kukamba kuunje. Po wenu mbona nazani kuyanga pukonke loko. Njalo kungalungiswa njani?
Ya, ukona kuti phela nxa uhulumende yena ngowakhe ulamandla. You know, i-state iyabila amandla ngoba bale balamapolisa, balamasocha, bariko konke. Baya impose i-will, bayenza abakufuna labantu. So abantu baye belokhu besiya ngabayanga, belokhu vele akula into ekusinayo, baye belokhu besiba ngabayanga. Sokusobala ukuthi abantu ngokwabo ngoba kolo ngaye lokhu kwenziwe kumbe eNigeria kumbe eSouth Africa kumbe ngapi ngapi ngaye vela ukuthi sibigcwele strike ngakhezi so sokusitsho ukudinga indlela zokuthi umuntu kazana uZulu ngokwakhe adinge indlela zokuthi ajengisele abantu labo ukuthi umbuso abalawo umbuso wobudlwangudlwangu obubhidliza lo kawulunganga ngoba bona babe thembisa ukuthi kuza kuba lezi mali eziningi ama-diamonds akhona, ama-exports akhona, imisebenzi yayikhona, bathembisa abantu ngebekhankasa. So sokutshengisela ukuthi vele abala ezinye ingqondo abalazo ezokulungithisa umnotho wethu. ubuZulu kasukumena azilungisele izinto ukwenzela ukuthi isafa lakhe lilunge.
Ye, ukufaka ngesikhiwa khona ukuthi the way forward ubona zani kumele kwenziwe.
In principle, you know, this government, the state that we have, is a very powerful state that can enforce its will because it's a military state that is a huge police force. Mm-hmm. So whenever they do something like that, they expect that there's not going to be a resistance. But if this had happened, if this fuel price had been increased in Nigeria or in South Africa or anywhere else where there is a functional democracy, the people would have been filling up the streets. So it is now up to the people to take the fate onto their hands, to show this bloated government that they can never get away with any decision that can make, because people are being driven into poverty. And if this government is not stopped, this is not going to end. They will keep on being driven until they are too weak to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Of course, people are writing on WhatsApp. Let's quickly read some of the messages. Arnold says, this government of ours has no clue on how to turn around the economy. They are downright sick. Jabulani says, the minister never ceases to amaze me. So it's easy to overburden the people of Zimbabwe by overtaxing them to revive instead of reviving ailing cash cows like Zisco Steel. I think it's easier for the government to conclude the Zisco Steel ESSA deal than engage in this exercise of punishing blameless citizens of the Republic of Zimbabwe. And then we have Emelda, who says, this is just another scheme for people to make money and spend it. More corruption. Tutsi says, it's ridiculous that the government promised us 2 million jobs when they were campaigning. To hell with the ZANU-PF government. They are continuing leaving us to sustain their corruption. Brand says, Zimbabweans have already known that Mr. Chinamasa boarded a sinking ship. But it's not a surprise because he was the one who was blaming the former finance minister, Tendai Biti, for all the things that were not going on well in the economy. Nyoni says, we saw it coming. Zimbabweans, brace for tough times ahead. This is what ZANU-PF is capable of doing to make its citizens suffer. Ngwenya says, Chinamasa's desperate attempts to lay his hand on anything that can bring cash to government coffers is embarrassing, as it is admittance of failure to revive the economy and grow its money by promoting business. Dominic says, government is milking its people till blood comes out. I think Chinamasa's advisors have something to hide. Summercast says, this shows how desperate the government is. No creative plans at all. Charles says, failed state. You can rig an election, but not the economy. We are going to suffer more than what we think. We are heading towards 2008. Gibson.
Then on Facebook, Blessing, we've got several messages too. We've got Menas Kwaramba, who writes, beware 2008 ahead. It appears as if government wants to maximize revenue. Mm-hmm. Government should not ignore poverty in more than 3/4 of Zimbabweans. Then we've got another message from Kingston, who writes, that's the only way to get money. So linalifuna bayithole kapi. Babamba gonke abangonga kufaka izandla zabo. Then we've got Freedom, who writes, no one is safe anymore in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Then I'll read the last message from Pearson, who writes, God help us all. We are really suffering. Mm-hmm. I think at this moment I can say goodbye to our dear friend, Mr. Ngwenya.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ngwenya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good night.
Good night. And Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. Nemwe mterere wedu wa garadi, rambai zvenyu, buri parunari. Tichange, tichi dzoka kwa muri. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Lawe ngapo ke Baba Jabulani, ubambe ucingo khonapho ungayika chana, siyabuya kuwe nje ngemzuzwana elandelayo. Signing off as of now is Kip Stube in Washington, saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.